The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Ask Bill, and we've got some great questions here. How about cash flow versus appreciation? That's a cool one. Teaching kids about financial things, how to do that. And also, is now a good time to buy? Okay, so we're going to address each of these. But before we do, I got to touch base with you guys. Man, it's been a while since we talked. Even though, just last week, I talked, but you guys weren't really talking back. But hey, you do send me emails, and we occasionally get some phone calls and talk on the phone and meet people. I mean, it's, we're talking. But first, we have some announcements here to make, like we always do. And hey, I would just love to hear from you too. If you have questions you want to send in, we'll use them on our Ask Bill sequence if we can. And it seems to fit in with something we haven't talked about, or it looks like a good topic. I just want to let you know, we'd love to hear from you anytime. We are looking at some off-market deals that look very promising. We've been looking at a lot of deals, but I'll tell you that a couple of things right now on the table look really good. We've kind of been in this spot before when you're there, you're close, you make the offer doesn't come in, you're looking, well, should I compromise? Should I, and I am a big believer in waiting, and patience is truly a virtue when it comes to real estate investing, especially in today's market. So, if we don't get the right deal, we'll just wait. And, I know that there's a lot of folks out there that are interested in investing and would like to jump into something good here to maximize, their investment returns. But right now we are just looking for the right deals. And so we got a couple of good things, and we'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys updated, of course. If you want to be the first to find out about some of these investments, once we do go under contract, then get on our investors newsletter. That's the place where we will announce these products first as soon as they come out in the market and so forth. So you can sign up for our newsletter either at maniceroproperties.com. Or you can do that if you're not on getting our weekly newsletter. Our weekly newsletter has a link to it that you can sign up on. So either way, you can go to olddogsreinetwork.com, and you should be able to find all those things. You could sign up for the newsletter. You can also get information on getting on our investors newsletter as well. Other things, while we're waiting for that perfect property, not necessarily the perfect prop, but it's going to be a good property, we are using this time really to reposition some of our current properties and really maximize sort of, or optimize, should I say, our returns and looking at ways to cut expenses, ways to boost income. And so we're doing some real neat things that we're going to talk about next week, if you want to tune into that, how we're increasing rents to reposition, attract higher level tenants, and boost retention. It's an interesting strategy that we're employing that I thought you guys might be interested in. Some of you might want to look at doing similar things with your properties. Our Airbnb properties are still going good. We want to stay in that space and continue to do that. We had a little bit of a slowdown during the holiday periods because it got really competitive, and we just didn't want to lower our prices that much to stay in that field. So we looked at other ways. So we started advertising in other areas outside of Airbnb where people were looking for a furnished place to stay for a shorter period of time. We're sort of filling the gaps between some of the longer term reservations that we have currently in our schedule. So that's actually worked pretty good for us. We are getting more on a weekly basis than we were if you take that same amount received over a month period. So that actually worked out pretty good for us. We also have a new property manager in Indianapolis. It's a real exciting thing. We're hoping for good things here, holding our breath, just hoping for the best there. We're working a lot together and trying to get everything set up at this particular juncture. Well, anyway, let's get on with our questions here. Okay, I've got three of them. They're all from Quora. So I don't know if you've ever been to Quora, but Quora is a place where you can ask pretty much a question on anything you want to ask, and people will answer it. And so it's very interesting sort of platform, and there's a lot of interesting comments that people make. But I mean, you can ask anything. You know, I mean, what color upholstery should I put in my car? I mean, things like that. But there is a whole group, a big group of people that are interested in real estate investing. So I am a regular contributor to Quora and answer a lot of questions. So here are some of the questions that we have today. Okay. Number one, when getting started in real estate investing, should you focus on net income or price appreciation from a rental property? Now, I know that there are a lot of differing viewpoints on this. You know that my focus, as we talk about on this show all the time, cash flow is king. And so we're very interested in generating cash flow. That's a stronger focus for this, but I believe you can do both. And I really set out with every property to do both. And that is a part of our focus here is I consider myself a cash flow investor who seeks to create a real steady stream of passive monthly income. In my retirement, that's just great. It's just that steady flow of funds. And hopefully you allow for the fluctuations there when you do have vacancies that you'll still be pulling in the amount that you need for your budget, your own personal budget. And so I look for properties in markets, though, where there's good opportunity for appreciation. I would, there is the slow and steady places where, it's going to go up maybe a couple of percentage points a year, but it's still going to go up. And there's those that, you've got 5% a year and more. It just depends on the situation. We look for what are called value add properties where we can sort of force appreciation to get a bigger boost out of it. So we have a philosophy that basically says we're gonna buy a property under market value. So we already have that built-in equity there. And then we're going to do value add measures, things that will reduce expenses and increase income that will help broaden that and make that property worth even more. So this is a good strategy, I believe, especially in light of the recession, the coming recession or market correction. One of the sort of folks that I think is a good resource in this, in looking at what are called emerging markets, is David Lindahl. He's been on the show before, and he has a book that it's in our top 20 real estate books called Emerging Markets that talks all about emerging markets. And an emerging market is a market where your rents, income, and property value are poised to increase in the years to come. Okay, that's a real general statement, but there are many emerging markets, I believe, throughout the country. And you look at real estate, I don't believe there's a national real estate market. I think there are things that happen nationally, but it's usually in terms of interest rates and some other trends that happen. But there are a lot of little markets all over the country. And you can find markets where there is actually increasing rents and increasing values and things that you're looking for to as a primary area to invest. Characteristics are low unemployment, rapidly growing population, high availability of job opportunities, increasing rental demand, and strong growing local economy. So there's a lot of factors that need to be in place for that to be what I would truly say is an emerging market. Real estate markets, though, are fairly predictable. If you observe patterns over a long period of time, you'll see a series of bell curves, you know, peaks and valleys, but always moving upward. You know, peaks getting a little taller than the previous peak. And over time, that's why they say real estate is always such a great investment, because it will always increase. Now, it may go down, but overall, it's going to always go higher than it was at some point. With these bell curves, and if you go to the show notes for today's show, you'll see a typical sort of real estate cycle bell curve that you can reference, and you can look at where the bell curve is on a buyer's market versus a seller's market. And generally what you have is on a decline. Right now we're experiencing this in Southern California, and I think up in the Bay Area of California as well. I'm sure parts of the Pacific Northwest, I've heard the same thing, where you know they sort of peaked out and they're just not getting the maximum price, and prices aren't going up, and in some cases they're going down. And so on the decline, you start moving into that buyer's market. And then when it sort of bottoms out, it's probably one of the best places you can buy, because if you buy too early as it's going down, you may lose money, but you will regain it when it comes back up. But you want to kind of go where it ends up sort of bottoming out on the peak, you know, the depth of that valley before it starts to rise up again. And that's when you get into, you know, sort of that sweet spot is a great time to buy. And if you do that, you know, smart enough, you're going to move into a seller's market as it's on the increase, as prices are going up, people are looking for, so it's a good time to sell. You've got a strong demand if you want to sell. If you're buying for the long term, which is really what I think our focus is now, you're going to experience, you know, the ups and the downs. But as it increases, you don't necessarily have to sell, but you can pull equity and leverage if you want to buy more property. So I interviewed a very successful real estate investor who has used this approach to grow a multi-million dollar investment portfolio in a relatively short period of time. His name is Vinny Chopra, and he was on episode 095, and I'll have a link to his interview. It's called How to Find Hot Emerging Markets for the Best Deals. So you see, I don't necessarily have to choose between net income over appreciation. I believe you can buy, and if you buy in the right market, you're going to get both. So it's smart to buy where you can go for cash flow. It's a good, strong cash flowing market, but with the promise of increased appreciation. So I hope that answers that question. Question number two, is playing Monopoly with my children a great way to teach them about the fundamentals of real estate investing? Well, I have a lot of kids. We have 7 kids in our family, and so we have we're game players. We love to play games, and Monopoly is a blast. It is a fun game, and I think, you know, some basic ideas are there. What it does is it kind of fosters more greed than anything else, but I think it's very valuable in terms of, you know, how things are presented and how, you know, for the most part, how things are, you know, kind of happen in real estate, how you start off with houses, you move on to hotels and so forth. Well, you know, we're kind of doing houses to apartments and on to the next. So, but depending on a kid's age, it could give them a very basic idea of real estate, but a much, you know, I say a much better game if you really want to teach your kids the fundamentals of finance and cash flow and a lot of the things that we're interested in real estate investing. I would say Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow 101, or he also has a game called Cash Flow for Kids. These games are a blast, and I played them with my kids with great results. They love them. It does go a lot more into decisions you have to make financially. When you start the game, you actually have to pick a card, and that card tells you what your profession is. So you may be a teacher, you may be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer. You can start from all different types of professions. But the idea here is making the decisions with the funds that you have. You can have teachers that will just bypass doctors and lawyers in their success in real estate because you can. And that's sort of the reality of it if you make the right kinds of decisions. That's a fun game, and I'll have a link to it also in the show notes if you want to actually check out the game. You can get it on Amazon and a lot of different places. You can get it right directly from Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad organization as well. But it's real neat because, you know, your kids will learn core principles of cash flow, capital gains, assets, and liabilities in a fun, easy to understand game. I know this firsthand because my 18-year-old son, Elijah, has really he totally gets it. He understands the cash flow quadrant, cash flow, real assets, what are real assets. And he is totally focused on being a real estate investor at 18 years of age. It's really exciting to see and to help him, you know, maybe get to that next level. And some of you may say, well, you know, my kids don't have to become real estate, you know, folks. And that's true. That you want them to do it where their talents are and where their interests are. But, you know, if we're building legacies too for our family, it'd be kind of nice to hand down, you know, our real estate portfolios to, you know, kids that really, instead of just selling them off and taking the cash, are interested in maintaining and growing and maybe, you know, handing that down to their kids. So just something to think about. Final question here. Okay, this one is a big one, and I will couch this by saying I'm not an economist. I'm just a regular guy who loves to invest in real estate. But the question is it a good idea to invest in real estate right now with rumors of a recession? Okay, that was a question I received in the end of 2018. My philosophy is, yes, it's always a good time to invest in real estate. So I know a lot of you guys are listening to this and say, what? You're crazy, man. I'm not going to listen to your podcast anymore. You're nuts. No. Okay. Well, anyway, that's your option, right? If you want to. But I'm only saying, let me just explain a little bit about what I'm saying here. I say that with a very strong caveat, okay? And that's, it depends really what type of real estate you are buying. There's raw land, there's fix and flips, wholesale properties, rental properties, commercial properties, single family homes, deeds, liens, syndication, and the list goes on and on. There's a lot of types of real estate investing. What's important is to know why you're investing. So if you're buying for cash flow, the market is less critical, okay? If you're buying for appreciation, then it's all about the market. So, you know, this is kind of like the previous question or the question before last where, you know, you're buying for cash flow or appreciation. If you buy for cash flow, generally your cash flow is not going to be impacted if you're buying right. Yes, you know, I honestly believe there is a market correction recession. It's on the horizon. When and how severe it will be, we really don't know. It's just a matter of speculation. If you track property value cycles over the last 100 years or maybe the last 40 years as reflected in a chart that I am putting in the show notes here. So I'm hoping you're going to go check out some of the stuff in the show notes because I think it'll help explain. It kind of looks like a roller coaster if you look at, you know, the price of homes, you know, over a period of time. Things started in 1970, the chart I put in here. And if you look at it, it kind of looks like the foothills working its way up to the Rocky Mountains. And real estate has been going up progressively. And then it has, you know, some deep little valleys there, but then it keeps going up. It's a rather uniform series of hills and valleys and ups and downs that move progressively upward, demonstrating the consistently increasing value of real estate over the long term. Now, as a buy and hold investor, I believe the best time to buy is when everyone else is selling. This is sort of the philosophy of a lot of folks out there that have been successful in real estate investing. And, you know, that you buy when everybody's selling and you sell when everybody's buying. The idea, if your focus is appreciation, but as a cash flow investor, your main thing is, how do I maintain that cash flow? How do I keep that going? And well, your cash flow comes from rents. So you need to be able to keep those rents coming in. Now, will rents go down? Yeah, that's possible. It's possible depending on the market that you're in. But when there's a recession and when there is a market correction, there's things that are going to impact jobs and the economy. People are always going to need a place to live. That does not change. And so if you have rental properties, that's about the best place that you can be. Now, I believe that the higher end, the A properties are going to be at more at risk than the C and B properties. I think the C and Bs are going to explode because a lot of people that have to sell house or sell their houses or foreclose or maybe, you know, move to another area, they're going to move into the B's and C's. They're not going to pay the top amount. They just want a good, solid place to live. And so you're going to find that rents are going to be, there's going to be a strong demand for rents during these periods. So again, it's when a recession hits, it's likely means, you know, we're near either the top of the curve or the prices are already taking a dive. And so although this chart that I put in here shows the U.S. national trend, there really isn't a national real estate economy. It kind of shows us housing prices in conglomerate. But the fact is, it's really a series, like I mentioned, of little markets made around major MSAs that may be reacting differently than national trends. So you know, that's where you need to know is where to buy, because there are going to be places during a recession where people are going to relocate. There's going to be places where people are going to leave, for example, where some industry may shut down. And those are, you know, those areas you want to be really careful to avoid, those places that, but you want to be in the places where people are going. And that's why it's extremely important to know your potential markets and really become an expert on those markets. Recently had a couple of great guests that I'll just reference to, and I'll put links in the show notes as well. I had Nitzan Mosry on, and he has an interesting approach right now, a buying strategy that he shared in episode 249, Multifamily Acquisition Strategies for Today's Economy, and how he is buying right and buying in a way that will best be able to respond to a downturn or a recession. There's another one, and that is episode 239. It's called Where is the Economy Headed? And that's with Daniel Amadouri. And that's also a great one, just to, again, to look at what the market may do and when. So to summarize, you know, just on this question, it's always a good time to invest in real estate. I really believe that, and I'm pretty adamant about that. There's some that say, no, it's not a good time right now because we're, you know, prices are going down. Yeah, but you can get some great deals when prices are going down. So if you buy smart and if you buy in the right markets, okay, it's better to wait, I would say, until prices drop to buy, of course. And that's where you'll find the biggest bargains, but it's not mandatory. You can buy when, as prices are declining too. So, I think again, it's a matter of your personal taste. So each person's really got to make that decision on their own. It's really up to you as to what you want to do and how you want to invest your funds. But the idea again is to, you know, buy smart and you know, buy with the right, you know, the right understanding of the marketplace. I think if you have the at least a good understanding of where the market is and where the market is going, that's going to give you an advantage. Well, that is it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including the links, some graphs that I have that I think will be helpful for you, all that will be accessible in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're just going to look for the Ask Bill episode for this month here. So that's it. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.